is Fernando, who is the documentary maker of Limpiadores, which is a really great documentary which shows the struggle of cleaners within SOAS. So, Fernando, what inspired you to make the documentary and what sort of issues does it highlight?
Well, Limpiadores is basically about the struggle of the Latin American workers in the universities of London, right? Basically, all of these universities in central London and others, you know, more in other areas of London, they all hire Latin American workers or immigrant workers, but most of them are Latin Americans to do their, you know, the cleaning work, the security work, and the catering jobs as well. And obviously, all of them are outsourced. So, you know, all of these immigrant workers are outsourced. And basically, Limpiadores is a documentary that features two campaigns that these workers have put together. One at SOAS, the School of Oriental and African Studies, and another one at the University of London. You know, these workers, they have put the campaigns together exactly to tackle, you know, the abuses and the injustices and, yeah, the conditions that they faced, under the outsourcing model with these outsourcing companies. So basically, yeah, the documentary follows these two campaigns, tell the stories of these two campaigns and a little bit of the of their victories and achievements up to date. Yeah.
2 years ago, the cleaners won victories over holiday pay, sick pay, and pensions. What made the employers, or ISS, finally give in?
I think it was the pressure. You know, the cleaners, at the time that they finally won these rights, they put a strike. So they struck for 3 days. And not only the workers were taking action against management, against SOAS and against management and the outsourcing companies, but the students from SOAS, they joined in. And some of the teachers, they also joined in. And some of the public opinion also joined in. So the strike was massively covered in the media. There was articles, short films. So I think it was, I imagine, because I wasn't here at the time, but I imagine that the pressure was probably huge, you know, and they had to do management. So as management had to do something, and they ended up, you know, giving up these rights, you know, these conditions, these working conditions, right? So they want a holiday pay, sick pay, and pension, right? Yes. And a decent pension, yeah.
So there are reports that the conditions that were won are now being undermined. Why this is happening?
Yeah, because Yasmin, basically, the outsourcing model is a highly corrupt model. So even that on paper, the workers, they have, you know, this right, this condition, holiday pay, blah, blah. But on the daily basis of the, you know, person-to-person relationships within work, these rights are constantly disrespected, you know. The supervisors and the managers are constantly disrespecting agreements that they had with the workers, or they are constantly just abusing, you know. They're just abused on a daily basis just because many of these workers participate in these campaigns. So, you know, there are some type of different behaviors, you know. So supervisors and managers, they assume different behaviors in relation to these workers. So they are targeting, you know, people that are taking, they are organizing themselves. So the disrespect and the abuses, they continue, and somehow they manage to undermine these agreements that they were won in the past.
How did they gain so much support and momentum?
I think that the students, they have had a massive role in getting the campaign to the point it is at the moment. Because at the end of the day, the workers, they spend most of their time, you know, working. Many of them, I would say, you know, the majority of them, they have 2 and 3 jobs. You know, they finish as well as, let's say, a 4, 8 or 9. They have another job cleaning somewhere else. And at night, many of them have another job cleaning somewhere else. So basically, most of the actions of organizing, preparing, you know, for action, for have been organized by students, always, you know, with in constant communication and under the guidance of the campaign representatives. But the students, they are the strength, the muscle. They have put this campaign, you know, forward, and the most visible actions, you know, is because a lot of students are there, either screaming or with flags or, you know, doing different, you know, painting or just distributing leaflets, etc. So the campaign
getting creative. Yeah.
Exactly,
well.
exactly.
Has the Cleaners campaign inspired similar cleaners to campaign in other universities away from SOAS?
Definitely, yeah. Yeah. Basically, the Tres Cosas campaign is another famous campaign in London. It was highly inspired by the Justice for SOAS Cleaners from SOAS and the Justice for Beatback Workers. I don't remember the name of these specific campaigns. Was also very, you know, inspired by Justice for SOAS campaign. It was the first, not only the first, but very strong campaign, you know, in which the workers got organized and managed to win so many things, from the London living wage to all these rights we were just talking about. So yeah, that, and then, you know, these two, I'm talking about these two because they are successful campaigns. So they, just for Beatback Workers, they also managed to get better conditions, better pay, etc. And the Three Causes campaign also won a lot of conditions on their workplace. But so many other small campaigns that are now active have, you know, have been inspired by these campaigns, mainly by the Justice for SOAS Cleaners in small colleges all over London.
So the cleaners at SOAS have support from across the school and beyond, from students and staff. And after 10 years of campaigning, we are now at a crucial turning point. So why is SOAS management now refusing to bring them in-house when many thought they would?
We don't really know. We don't really know why they keep inventing excuses not to bring the cleaners back in-house, because recently there was this feasibility study by this independent consultancy. Basically, they made this study to check if it was possible to bring the cleaners back in-house, because the historical argument of SOAS is that it's possible because it's too expensive and because SOAS doesn't have the administrative capacity or the managerial capacity to bring them in-house. And this study showed that it's not more expensive. It's actually the kind of the same costs, or it might be even on the long run, it might be even cheaper to bring the cleaners back in-house. And then SOAS still tried to emphasize the argument that, you know, we don't have the administrative capacity to bring the cleaners in-house. Yeah. All right, but with all this massive campaign and all the issues that this campaign has generated to SOAS, you know, we would think that it's, you know, it's on their best interest to end this issue and to put an end to this and to stop, you know, because the campaign and all this issue is obviously, you know, like bringing them a bad reputation. But, you know, like this is bringing massive trouble to SOAS. We would expect that they would, you know, think, sit on the table and think through, you know, and put it on the balance and say, okay, look, we can do this and, you know, we actually gonna, we will benefit from bringing these guys in-house. And, you know, they have showed that this is a solid campaign, you know, they are supported by students, teachers, community, people, you know, organizations, everybody. So we will actually benefit from, you know, having a mature position and bringing them in-house. But no, they keep insisting in outsourcing, you know, in outsourcing the workers. And honestly, we would have to hear from them. I cannot find explanations to why they keep with this model.
And obviously there's the protest coming up, the 18th of April. Why do you think it's so important that everyone comes?
I think, Yasmin, because the workers, after 10 years of campaigning, you know, just yesterday, they were shown once again how SOAS just doesn't care about them. You know, just how SOAS doesn't care about having immigrant workers cleaning their offices and rooms. They are mistreated and abused by outsourcing companies that, you know, as we know, are basically companies that maximize profits, you know, to management and for themselves, you know. But SOAS has shown that it doesn't care about these principles, because the campaign has received all this massive support from all different sectors of, you know, civil society, because it share principles that we all share, but SOAS doesn't. So I think that we need to get together again. We need to, you know, be by the side of the workers once again and show to SOAS, but also to ourselves and to the community that, you know, these principles are basic principles. We need to respect them. Right to a decent job, to respect, to immigration rights, to comfort and security. If you are a migrant, many of these workers are economic migrant refugees. They are threatened. They suffer threats and violence on their home countries, you know. So how can SOAS portray itself as this progressive, you know, center on diversity and respect and multiculturalism and human rights university? How can it treat part of its workforce like this? It's unacceptable. And we need to, you know, we need to be together with the workers and show our support.
What else can people do to stand in solidarity with the cleaners and to help as well?
I think the first thing is that people can always spread the message, either going to the Justice for SOAS Cleaners Facebook page and liking it just to receive the dates. We are always scheduling screenings at SOAS mainly. So if you go to the documentary that is www.limpiadoresdoc.com, you can register to receive updates on the documentary screenings so that you can know where is the next screening.
Thank you very much for joining us today.
No, thank you for receiving me. Thank you very much, Jasmine.